clipped out when I first heard the size, you were probably going to say sideband. We lost you after that. Try one more time. K2LORWSUN. Are you available, Mike? We lose you for good. I don't know if you're on a handheld with a battery splitting or if you move the antenna or something.
This is K2LOR. I guess maybe my radio is messing up on me. Can you copy me now?
Good. DFQ, Deadpool Squatting. But for some reason, once in a while, I'll lose you, but right now you're doing great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was just saying how my interest came out of watching movies, like military movies. You hear the radio chatter, like in Apocalypse Now, there's a lot of radio chatter in that movie in the scenes that makes the scenes more exciting. Same thing with movies like Star Wars. You hear like sideband radio. They must have used sideband radio in their recording because it sounds so much like sideband.
Yeah, that's great. All these movies might have an effect on people. Years ago, I don't know how many movies they'd be trying to come to a conclusion of what the problem is. Somebody would say, I know what it's Morse code, and that's all you have to hear, And then you go back to, well, in my case, when I was a kid learning Morse code in the Boy Scouts, that's pretty interesting. Next thing you're looking at a ARRL technician book or something. My kid was a novice licensed technician. You work your way up. But that's what happens. You're right. Back to your mind.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the conversation. Like, there's another use of sideband I heard on these Star Wars movies. Well, not sideband, but digital data. Like, I never knew what the digital data sounded like until I got into radio. But when you're watching one of these movies, there's one of these other Star Wars movies where you hear they're doing a search to find people and over radios and all kinds of things, and you're hearing the digital data, which is either, I don't know which mode, but you definitely, it's so recognizable that they're using digital data and they're using sideband to make the voices sound like aliens and everything. It's just amazing how people who don't know where this comes from, if they just found out, they would see how much radio has so much to do with all the action and everything in movies, And it's kind of cool.
Very good. I wonder how many hams are involved in a movie theater or a production to say, let's do it this way. Anyway, what you're listening to tonight anyway is the technical net for Limewalk, Mike. It's run by Roy, ATPGS. And this thing's on from 8 o'clock to roughly 11 o'clock on Sunday night. I'm not sure if you know that. If not, now you do. And anybody else that's listening knows it also. So we're here every Sunday night. Come on back and ask technical questions, make questions. You name it. Anyway, we'll be here. I'm going to lose the time. Let's come to the grinding wall. I'm going to turn it back to Roy. Tomorrow night is the Club InfoNet. I can start at 8:30 on these repeaters, as well as the swapping shop that follows that. And then you listen to this news line, find out what's going on in the world and amateur radio. Meeting up with you, Mike. And we'll turn it over to Roy for now. AC2GS, this is WS1.
Okie dokie, this is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I had a fun time. I hope you did too. Hope you learned a few things. And I hope you'll come back next Sunday when we do it all over again. As I often do, I quote Dick K2RIW, who would always end his sexual match with the advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice, especially these days. You got to take care of each other, take care of yourself. Be safe this 4th of July. Don't do anything silly that I wouldn't do. Don't throw up any of your fingertips. Watch from afar. Protect your eyes, protect everything. Be safe, be well, and I have this new quote that I love to end things with here. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep that in mind, and that will probably be a good service. So this is ATTTS Roy formally closing the 4th of July episode of the Technical Net. Wish you all a good week, and please come back when we try and do it again next week. This is ATTTS, and I am clear.
K2LOR, thanks a lot, you guys, for answering my question, and I appreciate it. You guys, I was just listening for a while, and you guys have a great, it's a great program, and I appreciate it. I was learning a lot. Thanks again. K2LOR, 73.
73, Mike. Come back next week. Yeah, fine. Very good. Nice meeting you. WS2N2.
K3JRZ and 2FTG.
And 2FTG. K3JRZ.
Hey Jeff, I'm coming in to our app, so I might sound a little different than I usually do on echoing.
Okay, Dirkley, so it sounds good to me for the most part. I'll be listening.
N2SDG, K6DG, Southern California.
K6DG, N2SDG, I hear you 5x9. Have you copied me?
You sound very good on EchoLink on my end. I hope I sound decent. Do you know, since we're on it right now, maybe somebody, I think we were just talking to somebody, is the EchoLink connected directly up to the transmitter, or is it like through the air at someone's local house or something like that? I just wonder.
Greg, I hate to disappoint you, but I was talking to Jeff, so that's a question I'll have to ask the next time I go to a club meeting or event.
Copy that. I'm not disappointed with the fact that Jeff.
crazy cool with music for India for a pleasure thing.
Hey, Greg, stand by. There was another station that came in on RF for a radio check. Other station, can you repeat yourself, your call?
KGG, this is Victor India.
There was KE2 Whiskey Whiskey India. A lot of static on the transmission, partially readable. Maybe if you try to speak a little louder or closer to the microphone, maybe I can hear your call a little better.
KE2 WBI.
Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Victor India. They get your call out. This is N2SPG.
Well, you sound very nice and clear. I'm calling from Flushing, New York. I don't know what is your location, but perhaps you can get back to me.
I'm actually in Wantagh, so. At a 20-so-mile stop east of you. Question, what are you coming into the repeater on? Are you using an HT? Are you using a base station? I'm using a Yaesu ST991A with a rollable J-pole antenna inside my house. So, I guess I am hearing static on your side. I'm curious what you're using. Hey, you wanted to be a favor while I'm talking. I don't think you're waiting for the courtesy tone. It's kind of because I'm hearing you. It's basically beginning of mid sentence. So does it sound like you're on a? Just think you're on an HD. Okay, just to let you know, it's very hard to understand your transmission. I'm really having difficulty picking out of the noise. So, if you're inside, you need to go by a window or something, or if it's an HT reproduction, you need to try moving around. See if you're coming in any better. This is N2SPG.
I'm heading to a turret right now. I'm standing here on my balcony.
Alright, that last transmission was a lot better, so whatever you just did, please keep doing it.
Okay, thank you very much for the report. Please take the time to come here to be ready. I was trying to, I guess I'm just waiting. Do you know where the computer is located?
Assuming you're coming into W2VL, which is 146.50, the antennas, I believe, North Shore Tower is border of Queens-Hunter County. So, if you have a decent antenna, you shouldn't have much of an issue to make it in. I mean, I think most, you should have good coverage in Queens and most of Nassau County as well.
Thank you very much for the report. Have a good day and have a good evening. KE2, which is Victor India.
Alright, Kilo Charlie 2, I believe, with Victor India, 7-3, have a good night. Man, I got the call wrong, but right, have a good night, 73. This is N2SPG. I'll be standing by. Okay, K6EZG and QSPD.
This is Greg, K6EZG.
Yeah, obviously, you know, HPs and RF can be a hit or miss game, so, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was K yet, you know, what the exact call was, but I think I got it towards the end, so, but you're sounding good here in RF, so, yeah, it's probably pretty quiet because it's almost midnight here on the East Coast, and the Sunday Night TechNet probably finished around 11 o'clock, so, you know, it's getting late, and I'm sure people here are asleep, and so, yeah, but that's about it. Back to you.
Copy that. A question for me, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Do you know how high the repeater is? I think you said the location on there. Is it on top of a hill or on top of a building, water tower, something like that?
I believe it's on top of apartment buildings. I don't know how many stories, but, you know, pretty tall, and in the area, it's probably the tallest building in the area, so it's, pretty good. Where it is, it's, you know, it's got really wide coverage. I have no issue being with a mobile throughout Queens, Nassau County, parts of Brooklyn, Manhattan also, so this is a really good place to have the transmitter, at least. I believe there are voting receivers as well.
And this is a VHF receiver as well, right? And K6EZG for ID, I don't remember if I did last time.
Yeah, Greg, it's 146.85 is the output of this repeater I'm on by RF. There's one further east in Suffolk County. I've got the call off the top of my head, but it's linked to this repeater. It's also on VHF, but I can barely hear it from here, but I'm just so much stronger through this repeater. So this repeater is the other one I have. There's pretty much coverage throughout all of Long Island. This is N2STD.
Copy that. I'm just checking out this web page right now to see if they have you so on there. I see it offhand, but sure if I look around enough to see the map. Oh, there we go. We got the receiver information and stuff like that. So, yes, the WCKEC receiver.
Yeah, that's the one in Suffolk County, and there's also a UHF computer in Plainview, but I'll tell you this, Greg, if you ever come back out here and work at an event at UBS Arena or even City Field, you should have not just, you know, relative ease and things at the computer. City Field's flushing, you know, so maybe a little harder, maybe the other person was on earlier, but if you go to UBS Arena, I would be shocked if you had any issues coming to the computer via RF.
I'll have to give that a try. You never know when I'll be up there. I should be up there next week, probably. It's Suffolk County. I don't know my geographic area too well for Long Island, but that's further up, would be north of Long Island, if I'm correct, right? You'd like to be in the middle between the two repeaters, but that other repeater is further north, is that right?
Suffolk County is further east of here, so, you know, if you're talking about Long Island physically, you got Brooklyn, Queens, which physically are part of Long Island, but you don't say that, you know, like you're saying other people. Nassau County, and then you have Suffolk County to the east. Now, the repeater that's positioned versus Glen Oaks at Ramon, I believe technically Queens, but it's borderline Queens in Nassau County. That's what I'm coming into, and then Starbucks, Suffolk County, which is out east. I think it's about 50 miles loud to me right now. Might be able to do a little less 40 or so. I can look up on the map.
Copy that. They're all linked together, right? At full time, or is it just when they're doing nets and stuff like that? They run it independently. How do they do that?
The W2VL commuter repeaters, the WKPQ repeaters are linked all the time. The way to tell what you're on is if you're listening to courtesy tones, the different courtesy tones, the EchoLink, this repeater, and the 1F7. The commuter repeater in Plainview is I think, AC Fusion. The 220 repeater I've never been on. The analog repeater, I don't know what it's linked to in Plainview, but there's two DMR repeaters. I don't know if they're linked to each other, but they're on a bunch of talk groups, so if you're on the talk groups, obviously they're linked, so, yes, and then there's the 23 centimeter repeater, which I don't have any equipment for either, so, we're just these two that are linked as far as I know.
Thank you very much for the information as well. I think I'm going to call it night. There's only 5 till 9 p.m. on the West Coast where I am at. It's just about midnight, 4th of July. Coming up here in 5-4 minutes now for you. My favorite event tomorrow, and I know you're not into it, is the hot dog eating contest that airs live. I'm looking forward to watching that tomorrow morning. My time is 9 a.m. So get up early, watch that hot dog eating contest, and head into work.
One of these days I should actually head down there, because I mean, it's Coney Island, like the train in, like the subway down to Coney Island and go there, but I'm sure it'll be a madhouse tomorrow there, so, but that'll be fun to do one of these years, so, who knows, but I'll probably watch it around noon on, noon Eastern here on, it's on ABC Channel 7 here, or ESPN, so, yeah, anyways, oh, Greg, I know you're going to go head out soon, I'm probably going to head out soon, so I'm going to say 73, this is Ventura, CG, and I'll be clear after your final.
Copy that, Seth, I appreciate it. NQSTD out there in Long Island, New York, and thank you for the use of the repeater via the EchoLink connection here. I'm connected on my M1 map here in my ham shack. So you have a good night, and anybody else listening to the repeater on scanner or HD or whatever mobile around, you guys have a good night. This is Kilowatt 6 Echo Golf Golf. It's clear off the repeater here, the W2VL repeater.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
FlyMarkInfo.net, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. FlyMarkInfo.net, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. FlyMarkInfo.net, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. FlyMarkInfo.net, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, sir. Time is 5 o'clock a.m.
FlyMarkInfo.net, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WQAM-S tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Fly Mark Internet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
November.
W2CDL, W2CSA.
Listening.
and where might you be?
Oh, I guess I'm about 3 miles north of the Bronx Zoo at the moment and getting closer.
Okay. Well, it sure is good. Anyway, I just figured I'd say hello. Somebody else was here before also. I don't know where they went. But, going to be working up here with Andy. So if this thing goes down, you know.
Okay, I was just talking to Andy on the phone, and he did say he had something to do with it, so that's probably it. But if he shows up, say hello.
Well, I can do that. Okay. I'm just trying to get set up, so I'm going to sneak out of here. WBQZS.
Very good. KA2YHY will be monitoring.
Because you do the work that nobody else can. KD2 HWD. KD2 HWD, KD2 AMZ 73.